morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. 918-336-1400 is our phone number to get in. 1-800-749-5936 is our toll-free number. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And my name is Sharon, and I'll say good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking for a real good working refrigerator. And when you call me, I will need the outside width of it. Also, the inside measurements of the freezer compartment.
Okay.
And then also, I have two nice vinyl dining room chairs. There's no tears. They're good. I just moved in, no room for them. And they are free. My number is 805-534-3228, and I'm in Bartersville.
All right. And again, you're looking for a working refrigerator. When you call her, please give her the dimensions of the inside of the refrigerator freezer and also the dimensions as the whole refrigerator. And free, the two vinyl dining room chairs, 805-534-3228. That is the phone number to call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm advertising the wood again for my friend, and the number's 534-6765.
All right.
And also, on mine, I'm looking for a 410 shotgun. And a 3-point rototiller. And my number is 918-545-2631.
All right. So today the split firewood seasoned is pecan, 534-6765. He'll have green later on, green firewood. Looking for a 410 shotgun and a 3-point rototiller. And that number, 918-545-2631.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
You take care. Bye-bye now. All right. You're listening to Consumer Calls. Looking for your call at 918-336-1400 and our toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales. We'll talk about those. We'll talk about fundraisers for your church, goal club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. We'll always talk about community events in Bartlesville and surrounding areas. Here till 9:30, our time now, 9:14. With that, I'll be right back.
Ready for clearer communication?
Action Communications LLC can help, providing you with wide area digital radio coverage. When you're working or traveling through Action Communications' large regional coverage area, as well as additional options to stay in touch when outside the coverage area. Kenwood digital two-way radios work well in restaurants, hotels, retail, schools, construction warehouses, small businesses, doctor and dental offices, and many more. Find out more by contacting Action Communications LLC.
Hi, this is Stephanie at Medicalogist Dewey. Right now, time is tough and our lives are changing in so many unexpected ways. With social distancing, home quarantines, and loss of jobs taking a huge toll on so many, all of us here at Medicalogist Dewey want to express our sincerest thank you to everyone that is called to check in on our residents and staff. We hope to have visitors soon. However, we will always be following the guidelines put forth by CMS. Remember from us at Medicalogist Dewey, asking all of you to please stay safe.
And we are back with more of Consumer Calls, wide open lines, 918-336-1400, and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. That is, of course, you can ask for those things, but you just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we're here till 9:30. Today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, when making s'mores, are the marshmallows burnt or slightly toasted? And 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can cast your vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And so far, burnt or toasted, which would you prefer? I say burnt, so I've got me marked down for that. And some lady called in prior to me going on the air, and her vote was for burnt as well. And that's the only way to do it. They're great when they taste like that. Anyway, today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question: when making s'mores, are the marshmallows burnt or slightly toasted? And burnt or toasted. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page. Cast your vote there. And our poll question of the day comes from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And it's a win-win situation. With that, I'll be right back.
Join the Bartlesville Symphony for their first concert of the 2021 season. The way we socialize may have changed, but the beautiful Bartlesville Symphony music remains the same. The concert, Pandemic Pops, will be held this Saturday evening, beginning at 7:30 at Bartlesville Community Center. Purchase your tickets today. Safety comes first. So the symphony has social distancing seating.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Butcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Complete whole home wireless music system that can be controlled from a desktop computer, a laptop, tablet, or a smartphone.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206. The Audio Video Doctor.
And back with more of Consumer Calls. I have wide open lines, 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Not looking for any business advertising, license to renting vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls.
From acclaimed filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, who brought you Obama's America, comes his most important film yet. Trump Card. America is at a crossroads. The Democratic Party's socialist agenda, led by Joe Biden, is threatening to take our freedoms away. In Trump Card, Dinesh digs deep to uncover why the threat of socialism is real, what's at stake if we let them win, and how we stop it. Trump Card. Only on demand starting October 9th. Rated PG-13.
Opinions are everywhere when you watch the news. But what about your opinion? Why can't you just get the facts to decide for yourself? News Nation is on every night, 8, 7 Central on WGN America. A nightly newscast in primetime that doesn't tell you what to think. 7 nights a week, News Nation will deliver you news, not talk. Facts, not opinions. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com. It's your news, your nation.
It's Pioneer Days in Caney, Kansas, presented by Caney Valley Antique Power Association. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. 104.9 KRIG will be there tomorrow, broadcasting live from 8 to 10. Come out and see the tractor pull and engine show. Pick up a treasure at the flea market. Enjoy kids' games, the parade of power, and more fun events. Our broadcast is possible thanks to Swan Insurance, Keith Swan Agent, Myrtle's Market in Caney, South Coffeyville Stockyards, Caney Drug, Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop, and Caney Valley Speedway.
Another pleasant start to the day. A little patchy fog in some of the valleys. We'll be in the 60s at mid-morning, 70s through the lunch hour highs today into the upper 80s. We'll have a south wind at 10 to near 20 miles per hour. And of course, the temperature well above the seasonal average. Tomorrow morning, mid-50s, and then a high tomorrow back into the mid-80s with sunshine. Friday's forecast depends on the track of Hurricane Delta, but right now the impact should be to the south and east of us. Over the weekend, we'll see warm and windy weather by Sunday and a fall front early next week. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Allie Crone.
Thank you, Ellen, for the weather update. 58 degrees out right now at 9:20. You're listening to Consumer Calls, and I have wide open lines, 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. With that, it is now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report. And right after that, our Doggone Report.
Another look at the energy crystal ball. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. The Energy Information Administration is out with its latest prediction for the short-term future of your energy dollar. The EIA is predicting that this winter will see higher costs for heat, regardless of fuel source, with those who heat with natural gas expected to pay 6% more, electricity 7%, and propane costs are expected to go up 14%. The average price, meanwhile, for the U.S. benchmark crude is expected to be about $37 this quarter, $42 in 2021. U.S. crude production next year is now predicted to continue to decline through the second quarter and then rise, but still total in 2021 about 1 million barrels a day less than 2019. Natural gas prices are expected to rise next year with an average above $3 a million BTUs. As for electric power consumption, a drop is expected in industrial and commercial demand, with residential rising, but again, that's based on the assumption that the pandemic will continue well into next year. While still number one, natural gas is expected to actually lose market share as an electric generation fuel in 2021, dropping a predicted 5%, with alternative energy generation, mostly wind and solar, the fastest-growing source of electric generation in 2021. Meanwhile, in the here and now, the second up day in a row for oil prices, as traders react to an oil workers' strike and oil production disruptions in the Gulf of Mexico because of Hurricane Delta. The NYMEX November crude contract rose 3.7% on Tuesday to $40.67 a barrel. A down day, though, for natural gas prices in spite of the impact from Hurricane Delta, the NYMEX November natural gas contract ending at $2.52 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a partnership that the Oklahoma Beef Council's been in that's been very successful. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with four state beef councils, is promoting beef through a YouTube and Google search campaign as part of the Western States Initiative. The campaign targets consumers in California, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, and Idaho, representing 63 million consumers. Putting that in perspective, Oklahoma represents about 3.8. The effort utilizes videos from the Checkoff-funded United We State campaign, as well as our Substituting Beef is Beyond Impossible videos, to address the higher rate of meat substitute consumption in the Western states. At the midway point in the campaign, the YouTube advertising piece has generated almost 6 million video views thus far at a cost per video view of a penny.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how your Beef Checkoff dollar is working for you. Go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
I'm Hugh Hewitt, inviting you to join us for the Salem Radio Network coverage of the 2020 vice presidential debate, which has taken on new importance as President Trump continues to recover from COVID-19. Vice President Mike Pence will square off with Democratic nominee Kamala Harris live from Salt Lake City tonight. Hear it all right here on this station.
Brought to you by Phillips 66 and Timmon Sheet Metal.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Looking for your call at 918-336-1400 and toll-free 1-800-749-5936 for Consumer Calls for items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising, license to renting vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. I have in my hand some Annabelle's Fun Farm tickets. Voucher good for one free day of admission to Annabelle's Fun Farm. Redeem at their admissions building. I have some here to give away. If you're interested, please give me a call and let me know, and I'll set aside some tickets for you. Anyway, time for our doggone report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Now for our doggone report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab. It'll drop down. Then you can click on the doggone report link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. And it's a good thing. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. Click on the submit tab. It'll open up and there's a form you fill out. You answer your questions. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture and then just hit the submit button. It goes right to us, not the website. It goes to us, then we have to take care of what we need to and then send it on its way. Now, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001. leave your information with one of us, and we'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can email me, Sharon at BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Well, we have nothing to report today, so that's a very good thing. So everybody's happy, everybody's home and safe and well. Anyway, that is our doggone report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:27, 58 degrees out. And on our climb up to those warmer temperatures this afternoon. So fall has kind of come and went, but it'll be back again. So I'm happy about that. Don't like the real humid and hot temperatures, but I don't really like the freezing ones either. Anyway, consumer calls. Working, needing a good working refrigerator. She's looking for this. And then also she has for free a couple of nice vinyl dining room chairs, 805-534-3228. Now, she is in Dewey, so please give her a call there. And the second person called in, selling pecan firewood, split seasoned. He will have green later on, 918-534-6765. And also, looking for a 410 shotgun and a three-point rototiller, one that you pull behind your tractor. And that number, 918-545-2631. Good morning. How may I help you?
Morning. Morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty fair.
Good. Good.
I got some spurs, for silver spurs.
Okay.
For anybody that could use them. And got two pairs of them.
Okay.
About $20 a piece. And number 918-327-1895.
All right. And again, you have a couple of pairs of silver spurs, $20 each, 918-327-1895.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, listening to Consumer Calls, our time has expired. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out today's program. You go out and have a beautiful day, enjoy the weather, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We got to go back to the book. We got to go back to the Bible.
Deborah Pagay on Focus on the Family Minute.
All authority is of God. We need to begin to say, okay, God has chosen someone to be an authority. He has a will and a purpose, no matter what.